ربك أولو ولا أولو من التفاد هو رجال فرو
I see peace in her eyes and I see hope in her smile. I will sail the seas of time with love as a friend of mine.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Breath of life is in her kiss and a million stars.
Welcome, everybody, who are listening to Birth of a New Earth. My name is Janice Barcello. I'm your host for this show here at RBN. Friends, you know we are totally listener-supported at this station. It would mean so much to us if you could donate. I know everybody is struggling right now, including myself, but we really could use support to keep this information coming. If you have the means to donate anything at all, please do. And help keep us on the air. Thank you so much. So I thought I would start today by sharing about two personal experiences that I've had in this past week that really, really have me concerned about the mental condition of mankind. So I recently got an email about a friend who is in the hospital. She is experiencing a number of symptoms, including dizziness, shortness of breath, lightheadedness, high blood pressure, balance issues. On the second day, she was going deaf in one ear. And her husband, now keep in mind that these people are in the spiritual community, what I call, I don't mean to be rude, but it's what I call spiritual fluff. Okay? So her husband and many of the people in her community were suggesting that this is a spiritual upgrade that she is experiencing. And that is why she is having these symptoms. Now, I wrote to her husband and I said, "Friend, I do not think that this is a spiritual upgrade. She is experiencing all the symptoms of radiation sickness. And she needs to get out of the radiation if she is to recover." I was very honest, caring, and direct with him about it, making suggestions, you know, for example, to get a Faraday canopy for their bed at the very least so that she can get out of it while she's sleeping, both of them. Okay, so he seemed interested, but the next day he sent out an email with about four or five different links talking about spiritual upgrades and insisting that that's what his wife is going through. So after I got that email, I was very forceful in my response, saying, "You need to step up to the plate to protect your wife. If you don't do this, I am afraid you are going to lose her." And I was also very frustrated with the level of denial that I am seeing all around me, particularly with those who believe themselves to be spiritual minded, that assume that they are safe from these frequencies and from this radiation assault because they are spiritual in their own minds. They believe that they're protected and that no harm will come to them. And they can even distort the facts to such an extent that when a loved one collapses from radiation sickness, they still remain in denial about it and say it's something that's spiritually good that is happening. So, you know, I do believe that this woman is not going to make it if she does not get out of the radiation. And I do believe many people are going to experience this over the next 2 to 3 years. We're going to see a lot of people get sick from the 5G. But people go on about their life as if nothing wrong. I know I myself belong to the Bruno Gruning Circle of Friends, and I found this circle in 2011, and I was very drawn to it from the very first day of my introduction, because Bruno Gruning, although he's no longer alive, he's no longer in a physical body, there's still incredible healings taking place in the Circle of Friends. And one of the first things that was read by, you know, that he said that really took me in was, in this dimension, we are dealing with a lot of satanic forces. And we have to remember that although Satan is mighty, God is almighty. And there was something in that fundamental truth that really struck me and drew me to this man. Not so much to his teachings, because I think part of the things that he was teaching are incredibly disempowering. But I do believe the idea of taking in the energy of God's good every day, twice a day, for at least 10 minutes each time, to counteract the evil is a very, very useful thing to do. Especially now, because we are moving so much evil energy through our energy fields because we're carrying wireless devices and living in the satanic frequencies, bringing them into our homes, that we must do something to counteract the evil. And Bruno was always talking about the importance of frequency, that we're taking in the frequencies of God's good, of God's healing stream. So he was definitely on to something. He died in 1959, but, you know, millions of healings are taking place to this day all around the world, and I do believe he's been reincarnated into the body of a man called Brazzo, a Croatian healer. So why am I telling you this? Because I recently attended a Circle of Friends, and they play music from time to time during the circle. It's music that's made by the people in the Circle of Friends, and it is exquisite music. And there was one song played at the beginning during which I had a very clear, inspirational vision of people becoming heightened in their awareness of the satanic frequencies that they're carrying, and millions throwing the phones down, turning around, the great turnaround, and walking back toward the Creator's world, toward God's good. It was a very clear and inspirational visualization that came in during that song, and I had absolutely no doubt in those minutes that we are going to achieve a victory over the forces of evil. However, when I shared this experience with the people in the Circle of Friends, what happened next really, really shocked me and is still disturbing to me several days later. Another woman came on to share her experience. She's an Aryan woman, a white woman. You know, we know that whites probably are living in the highest level of denial of all the races. And what she shared was that she recently got a job, and although she suffers from multiple chemical sensitivity, and when she walked into the building where she got this job, her eyes started watering and she started sneezing and having all kinds of physical reaction to the toxins that she was being forced to breathe for her new job. She simply decided that she was going to make up her mind that with Bruno's help, she would no longer be affected by the chemicals. And this is what everybody in the circle of friends basically does with respect to the radiation issue, because they're all carrying phones. Half of them are attending the circles while they're on their phones. So they all have convinced themselves that they're protected and that these energies will not bother them or affect them. So despite her body screaming that what she's doing is harmful to herself, she continues to do it. And there were multiple people in the circle of friends that, thank you very much. That was very helpful. And I could tell what was happening is they were all shocked by what I said about the radiation and about the thought of people turning away from the devices. They were really bothered by it because they don't want to turn away. So the next thing they did was to say, oh, it's great. Yes, we can totally call in Bruno and get Bruno and God's help so that this doesn't affect us negatively. And I just don't think this is the way it works, my friends. I think God helps those who help themselves. The other thing this woman shared is that she inherited a dog from her mother. This dog is terrified to be left alone. And when she got her new job, she left the dog alone all day to go to her new job. And the dog tore up the house a couple of times. So then she decided that, you know, she was going to completely overlook all of the messages that she was getting, that this job is not the right thing for her. And she would instead put the dog in a crate and leave this already traumatized dog in a crate all flipping day. And again, she got support from the Bruno Gruning community, who were saying, yes, just call in Bruno, ask for Bruno's help to calm the dog down. You know what, people? People are engaged in really, really disturbing behavior that indicates to me their souls are not in their bodies. They have no connection to their own emotional wisdom or to the information that is trying to come through from the Creator to direct them toward a better outcome. And this woman was a prime example, but what was worse than this woman and the things that she was doing in order to engage in this job that was clearly not the right thing for her, okay, was the support that she was getting for her dysfunctional behavior from the rest of the Bruno Gruning community. I can't help but be extremely concerned about the welfare of mankind if this is the nature of how people are going to behave. And it was the same thing. I don't know how many people that are listening today were listening last week when I talked about what happened when I brought a wounded cat to the vet, a feral cat. And these people were so under mind control and so immediately went into their biological robot mode of what we do with feral cats that they never even addressed the physical problem for which the cat was brought to them for help. They did everything else to him, poisoning him to the max with anesthesia for a surgery he didn't need, with vaccinations, with chemicals for worming, with antibiotics to destroy his digestive and immune system. But they did absolutely nothing to help the cat. Now, I'm not sure what the lesson is for me that I am manifesting all of these people in my experience, my life experience, who apparently have no connection to soul and are walking machines. They're biological machines, having no, it seems, no capacity to connect with their own emotional body, their own spiritual needs, and the spiritual needs of their body and of other living beings. So this is the condition we find ourselves in. I don't know if it's because of the vaccination, the COVID jab. I don't know if that has changed the genetics. Some people say there's no mRNA in the vaccines. The only thing that's in the vaccines is the technology. I heard Karen Kingston say that the technology, you know, it's a technological virus, basically. It's a technological devices that they're planting. And we all know this already. That's turning people into machines. So I'm really worried about this, and I'm not sure, you know, how people talk about shifting timelines and all of this stuff, but I don't know how to shift timelines. I'm not that spiritually advanced that I can just step into another reality and leave all of this behind, including my family, all of whom are jabbed. You know, in their favor, I don't see that this is happening in my family. I haven't noticed this kind of detached activity from my family members. But I am noticing it all around me, and I am really, really worried about it. And I don't know how to get through, even to my listeners, about the wireless issue. Because I'm, of course, extremely concerned about what is going to happen over the next couple of months and maybe two more years before people really start to go down. People are already going down, as we all know. So I deeply, deeply wish that people will get on this. I want to also share that I came across a video this week by a man named Mario Biglio. He's an Italian Bible. He's a Bible translator. He knows multiple languages, and so he's translated the original Hebrew version of the Bible. And he has made it clear really what the Bible is, who Yahweh is, what the Hebrew text actually says, not the translations that we've been handed. I know a lot of people that are Christians, they like Lorraine Day, but Lorraine Day is not a Hebrew translator. And she doesn't know what the original Hebrew text says. But this man does. And he was doing an interview with Graham Hancock. And I think this is an interview that everybody should listen to. We'll be right back after the break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
For the first time since its inception, RBN is offering a limited opportunity to you, the listener, to join our quest. You will be provided an effective platform on both internet and satellite broadcasting, and also gain the opportunity to both share your creativity with our producers and voice your message with thousands of patriots. Interested? Call 800-724-2719, extension 3, for details.
Protests inside the Tennessee State Capitol yesterday raised some questions. I'm Peter Serfine with another Liberty Minute. I carry a gun to protect those around me. I'm a member of Right to Bear to protect my legal rights. Use code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com for affordable carry insurance. Protesters swarmed the Tennessee State Capitol building yesterday as votes were being taken to expel three Democrat members of the State House. The vote to expel these three Democrats is because last week those three joined in another protest inside the Capitol building. That protest disrupted the proceedings of the legislature. I'm not sure how I feel about this. Should elected officials be removed because they protested and disrupted the proceedings? One thing I definitely noticed is that nobody is reporting on this storming of the state capitol as an insurrection. 1,000 people have been prosecuted for storming a Capitol building and disrupting an official proceeding on January 6, 2021. How is this any different? Oh, because these protesters want gun control. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
It's the birth of a new way on planet Earth.
All right. We welcome this new day on planet. Glad to be back with you. So what I was sharing about, let me see, his name is Mauro Biglino. He's an Italian. He did an interview with Graham Hancock. It's called Gods of the Bible. It's on YouTube, and I highly recommend this video. I very rarely watch a two-hour video, but I'm so interested in what is actually in this book in its original form and what it is actually saying about Yahweh, about the God that people are worshiping today. So one of the interesting things is he says the word Elohim really does not have any translation. And there are different Elohim who are being worshipped by different, I'll call them sects, different religious sects of the time. And Yahweh was one of the Elohim being, and he chose, I think it was the Jacobites, I think that was his group, that he lorded over. And this is very specific in its written form in the Hebrew text. What's also very specific that they didn't really get into deeply enough is the fact that there are flying machines written about in the Bible. For example, in Ezekiel. And some of these machines, it's called a kavod in the Hebrew text. Moses is being told, you can't stand near this machine when it lifts off, because it'll actually burn you or destroy you. You have to go and get behind the rocks when this thing takes off. And I'm, of course, paraphrasing, okay? But this is what is talked about in the Bible. And Biglino makes it clear that if this was, you know, if Yahweh was an omnipotent being, he would not have to instruct Moses to hide behind the rocks for protection. He's kind of admitting that he himself has no power to do anything to protect Moses when this machine starts lifting off the ground. Okay, we also know that the Bible talks about electromagnetic weapons. Maybe not in those exact words that I just said, but it's clear that these entities who have these flying machines have had electromagnetic weapons for centuries. And I'm convinced that that's how they blew Atlantis, was with the misuse of this energy. And that's what they're trying to do again right now. So I know, you know, I know people are religious and that religion is very, very important to people. Why I'm saying this is because it's also very important that we fully understand the creatures that we're worshiping and what that might be doing to us and to the earth by calling in these entities for help. Because the kind of help that they deliver, as we can see, Yahweh is a bit of a cruel and sadistic psychopath that, you know, really gets into human and animal sacrifice. You know, do you really want to be calling in this kind of a being for help? Do we really want to be praying to this kind of a being and pretending that this is the force behind creation? Because if that's the case, if that really is the entity that created this world, there will be no love. There will be no goodness. It will only be dark. And indeed, that is where we stand right now, isn't it? With the evil that has become overwhelming and is now consuming almost the entire earth. We have to see how we're participating in this. So please watch that video called Gods of the Bible. He's also written books, multiple books. He actually worked for the Vatican and translated several books for the Vatican until he started translating the Hebrew Bible, and then he got fired. Right? The Vatican got rid of him quick because he was telling the facts of what the Bible actually says. And they didn't want any of that because, you know, their job is to keep people under mind control. Their job is to keep people getting ready for the New World Order. Their job is to deceive people and manipulate their concept of the Creator and manipulate their understanding of what this world is really about and the love that's behind this creation, the loving force that's trying to get through all of this filth. We'll be right back after.
We welcome this new day on planet Earth. It's the birth of a new way.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Okay, great. And we're back, folks. So one of the things I also wanted to mention about the God of the Bible and his attachment to human and animal sacrifice is the scene in the Bible where Abraham, after waiting like 100 years to have a child, finally has a son. And, of course, is thanking God up and down. I cannot tell you how this mirrors my own life experience. Thanking God up and down for providing him with a son, only to have God turn around and tell him, you need to sacrifice your son in order to prove your loyalty to me. And Abraham, in his zealous insanity, is willing to sacrifice his son to appease his God. I want you to, you know, put yourself in the shoes of Isaac, the son, because if my dad tried to kill me, I don't think I'd have a really good life or have a very good psychological base from which to live. That's number one. Number two, okay, it's then said that it was all just a joke. You don't have to kill your son. I just wanted you to prove that you are loyal to me. And of course, instead of Abraham sacrificing his son, Jesus comes along, and this alleged God decides to sacrifice his own son. And here's the mind fuck. And I see you, Dan. I'll get to you in just a minute. Here's the total distortion in people's minds, okay? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Where does human sacrifice fit in with love? Really, people, what are we thinking? That this creature was okay to see his alleged son, and I don't think Jesus is the son of Yahweh, okay? His alleged son is willing to murder him in the most brutal, satanic, you know, cruel way, under the guise of giving love to us? Do you realize the distortion that's going on? I'm going to say one more thing before I take a caller about this, okay? This kind of psychology so deeply affected me, as I was raised Christian, okay, that I was going to church every day to pray to have a child. This is many years ago. I would go during my lunch hour and pray in the church to have a baby. And I got pregnant. And I was thanking God up and down for that pregnancy. That pregnancy, interestingly enough, was the result of artificial reproductive technology, meaning I was on hormone pills to increase ovulation, and they took my husband's sperm and run it through a centrifuge and stuck it up into my cervix because he had a low sperm count. And that's how I became pregnant with this baby. And still I was thanking God, even though it was clearly a pregnancy that was the result of the dark side. You don't use artificial reproductive technologies because when you do, there is no love in the conception. And the other side has gotten hold of the creative force that should be coming from God. They want to take over reproduction. In any event, that baby ended up with severe deformities, I was told, in the fifth month. And I chose to abort him because I didn't understand what abortion was at that time. And that was the result of my praying to this God, who actually, my babies were sacrificed. They were a sacrifice. And I can only see it now after coming out of the mind control. Dan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
What would you like to share?
Well, I had a similar take. I studied the Bible and I listened to it on audiobook. I think it's probably the best way. But I had a similar feeling about Jehovah, you know, when you actually listen to the Old Testament. It's kind of like, how is this guy worse than Satan? You know, if we're all supposed to be scared of Satan, how is Jehovah a nicer God than any of that stuff? So if you look into Gnosticism, some of the older teachings basically don't say that Jehovah is the God. Jehovah is the God of this world. So there's the Most High God, which is, it says, unfathomable, unseeable, unspeakable, uncomprehendable. And then there was a story where, kind of out of nothing, this God somehow had a baby out of wedlock, and then that sprung out Jehovah. And Jehovah's, he's the God of this world, but he's an imperfect, he's an imperfect kind of animal God, and That was the old Gnostic teaching that basically I just discovered on YouTube. If you look into Gnosticism, there were some other creation stories floating around, you know, and they, so that one to me made more sense. Yeah. And then Martin Luther says the devil is the god of this world. So what's he talking about? Is
Martin Luther also, I mean, Martin Luther was a very, well, he was a really attuned guy because he hated the Jews. You know, I don't know if you've read his book, The Jews and Their Lies. He wanted the synagogues burned down. So he was onto something. The god of this world is not Yahweh. Okay, it is because so many people are worshiping this kind of a god, and we've got billions of people worshiping this creature, okay, that this world has turned into what it is. Because it's like you said, Dan, this is no different than Satan. His behavior is no different. His actions, his thoughts, his attitudes, all of it is wicked. It's wicked and cruel.
And some of the Gnostic teaching, it basically the story kind of went that Jesus was the son of not Jehovah, but the Most High God, and he kind of bypasses Jehovah or Yahweh. But it's supposed to be monotheism, so then you end up with all these other gods, so it's like, well, it gets very confusing and I don't believe any of that stuff to begin with. You know, I don't take it literally as far as I believe in a God, but I don't think we know what it is. But, Jehovah's not really a nice guy in my point of view.
thank you so much, Dan, for your input. I agree with you. And I do think there is a loving intelligence that designed this world to be a loving place, and that designed it so that all of our needs would be met right from the very beginning in terms of food, water, you know, whatever needs we had at the earliest stage of mankind were met in what's called the Garden of Eden, although the Garden of Eden, I'm quite sure, was a genetic laboratory. But at the beginning, everything was there for us. And you can see the kindness of creation, and you can feel it. You can look in the animals' faces and see the kindness there. You can breathe in the ethers of the pine trees and the flowers and know that there's love behind this, that there is goodness, that there is kindness, and that something has interfered with this. Religion being a major, major mind control program designed to take us away from the truth and lead us into believing that the dark side is God and that the dark side has more power than love, which I don't think either, those are just not true. So that's why I keep harping on this, folks. I don't mean to hurt people who are religious. What I want is for people to see, to wake up, to come to terms with the truth of who God is, and to learn about God's thoughts, but through nature instead of through the Bible. Because you're not going to find it in that book.
I would agree. I didn't know if I was, I'll cut the call off, but I had confusion with the Trinity too. Is Trinity a separate God? If the Christian morality, you know, that's the Trinity, well, that's a different God almost than Jehovah as well. But, you know, I think, I've listened to Josephus, the supposed history of the Jews, Josephus, and you can tell it's all just made up. You know, the guy was like a circus carnival act in Rome, and you know, like when it comes to Noah's Ark, he says it landed in Armenia, And then he says, well, people are taking away pieces of it as souvenirs even now, so you'll never be able to find it, and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, yeah. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, Dan. It's interesting you mentioned Noah's Ark, because actually that's the name of the vet that I brought this cat to. Okay, Noah's Ark Veterinary Clinic, and they didn't even treat the cat for his problem. So, yeah, we've got a bit of extreme mental dysfunction going on this earth, as well as some other things that I wanted to talk about this week that are reflective of the mental dysfunction and the extent of the dark side getting a handle on things. So right now the UN is legalizing sex with children. Are people aware of this? They're moving toward, well, this is the Jewish agenda. Their Talmud says they can have sex with three-year-olds. Of course, Islam is also very involved in the sexual abuse of young children, marrying children as young as 3 and 4, for example. So this is what's happening. The UN is legalizing sex with children, or pushing for it. I talked about this in 2016 in my pornography talk at the Free Your Mind conference, and I have a double DVD set about this because you could see it coming. They've been trying to normalize pedophilia since the Kinsey research in the 1950s. In fact, that was the point of the Kinsey research, to normalize pedophilia, to say children are sexual from birth. And it's actually beneficial, according to these pedophiles, for them to have sex with adults. So the Kinsey research, funded by the Rockefellers, who are Jews, German Jews, that changed their name from Rockenfelder to Rockefeller to make themselves sound more Protestant, since the 1950s, they've been marching toward this push to okay sex with children. And Bill Gates, of course, is now plowing millions of dollars into a group that is claiming that children are sexual beings. Now, I want to back up for a second, because talking about sex and religion are always exciting, aren't they? Exciting topics to discuss. And I've gone into depth about both of these topics. But actually, what we are spiritual beings having a human experience. When we are reduced to being referred to as sexual beings, they are taking the spirit out of it and the soul out of it and turning us all into physical, biological beings operating from base carnal impulses. That's their game. That's what they want. That's what pornography is training people to do, to believe that they are sexual beings instead of spiritual beings with a purpose here that takes you beyond masturbating. It's so debased and grotesque what people are doing. Masturbating to images on a screen, masturbating while they're on the phone with each other, masturbating any flippant chance that they get. Do you really think the Creator is watching, going, yeah, that's what I want my sons and daughters to be doing? Or do you think the Creator's thinking, what in the world is wrong with these people? Why are they not stepping into their purpose on this earth? Why have they reduced themselves to such a grotesque and debased state? Why are they giving cell phones to their children so their children can also access pornography, wiring their neurological system so that they can only get off to images on the screen when they're masturbating, but having no wiring for human love or being able to bond or deeply connect with another person? Why are we doing this? Why are we sending our little girls out there half naked in prostitute costumes?
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822, that's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Oh, can you see?
Welcome back, everybody. Okay, so what I was saying is that Bill Gates is investing tens of millions of dollars into a radical new NGO that is pushing for children to be considered sexual beings. Sex educators, That's a new topic. Should have an understanding. Hi, Paul. I see you. We'll get you in a minute. Sex educators should have an understanding of young people as sexual beings. Actually, all people are sexual beings with sexual rights, regardless of their age. Sexual rights include the right to say yes or no to sex, the right to express sexuality, including the right to seek pleasure, and the right to enjoy bodily autonomy. So that's where we're going. That's where they're going. Are we going with them? Paul, what do you want to say?
Well, as Dana Carvey on Saturday Night Live. Isn't that special?
I can't hear you. You're kind of cutting out. Could you say that again?
Well, I was just going to say, as Dana Carvey used to say on Saturday Night Live when he did that Church Lady skit.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that special?
Isn't that special? Exactly. Right. And do you also know that there's a new sex act that the children are involved in because they watch pornography? It includes choking women, slapping them, spitting on them, and gagging them, normally with your penis. These are what young boys are doing to young girls, thanks to the Jews and to their pornography. These are the sexual beings that we've given birth to because we ourselves have not taken control of our carnal impulses and have conceived them as a result of carnal impulse. That's their whole imprinting. Many are conceived with the help of pornography. That's their imprinting. This is what they're turning into. This is what our children are turning into. What kind of an earth are we going to have, folks? Paul, did you want to say anything else?
Well, just that I thought you did a good job earlier in the show. And, you know, I was raised Catholic. And, you know, I went to Bible study, all that sort of thing. And, you know, there's a reason that the Bible, so much of it looks like nonsense and gibberish. I mean, think about that for a minute. Why does it look and appear like nonsense and gibberish? Maybe because appearances are not deceiving. So I thank you for doing the kind of job you're doing discussing the Bible, because all these Christians always have all these excuses and convoluted explanations for what we're being told is said by these passages.
I agree. And it's very, the mental gymnastics is actually outstanding. Thank you. Thank you for that commentary. I want to share some good news before we come to a close. And that is, Ron DeSantis is rocking it in many ways in terms of the Florida Gay Pride Parade was just canceled because there's a law passed that you can't take your clothes off in front of children. You can't have your gay pride parade if you're not going to be wearing clothes. So they canceled it because they're only interested to be naked and revolting in front of children so that they can make children the way that they are. But DeSantis is kicking butt right now. All right, friends, there's the music again. Thank you for listening. Callers, thank you for calling in. I appreciate your commentary. We'll see you next week.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at libertystickers.com. Again, that's libertystickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.